Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Not Your Average Joe, the podcast that'll make anyone a little less average. I'm your host, Joe Franco, and wow, we're almost done with this challenge. I admit that it's become more of a habit than I would have expected, and that gets me very excited because I don't know if I will actually stop after 30 days. I don't know if I could post podcasts every day, but I'm certainly gonna write every day. And for that, I am thankful. I appreciate everybody who's been listening. This is a quick reminder to rate the show 5 stars if you've been listening, if you've been enjoying what I've been writing, and a huge hug, because without your ears and your attention, I would not have this podcast. I would, but nobody would hear it. And it's nice to know people are listening. This piece is called Pain Comes Before Progress. Let's get into it.
Kill the intro, sis.
You know she's not your average Joe, not your average Joe.
Christmas this year, I bought myself a bass guitar. It was almost like when I decided I wanted to learn Italian. It wasn't useful outside of Italy, so they told me, which made me rebel and study it religiously. Why are you learning the bass, Joe? Why not, is my response. I had always loved songs with a funky bass line. It's the pulse of the music next to the percussion section. Music runs through my veins, but as an adult, it was one of the first things to get neglected until this winter. Towards the end of 2022, I was craving a more manual distraction, something to get me away from the blue light I was convinced was sucking the melanin out of my face. I was getting bored with my massive puzzles. Typically, I do knit in winter. Yes, I am a grandmother deep down, but it seemed like way too passive of an activity for my mood. I wanted a new adventure, something ongoing that I could build on top of each and every day. The bass isn't like a regular puzzle that you finish and frame. It's a journey of acquiring a completely new skill. I didn't hesitate at all when buying, knowing that above all else, this was a mental health purchase, something to restore balance in my in-the-woods solitude lifestyle. Let me tell you something, there is nothing more humbling than trying to learn something totally new as an adult. Which is why I think we should all schedule exactly that every year. A seductive mahogany brown, feminine curves, soft to the touch, looking regal. The amp I ordered matched the orange chair in my office. It had come to the right home. I plugged the cord into the bass and immediately heard this spiky feedback, reminding me this was a new element. During Christmas break, my favorite days were spent completely alone, learning frets and plucking strings from tutorials online. The perks of the internet and having a musician sister who knows the good stuff, telling me about an app that taught songs just like Guitar Hero, but in real life. I'd search my favorite songs and have all the tools to play them. The hard part, though, is learning how to actually use those tools, which quickly became my go-to challenge. At first, my fingers felt foreign. It was as though I had never exercised my left hand before, now forcing them to stretch beyond their comfort zone. Within a few minutes and fret combos, respect started growing inside of me for every song with a complicated bass line. Musicians must listen to music differently, wondering, maybe one day I can sound like that too. With enough practice, anything is possible. Around 10 different attempts of an Erykah Badu song later, and my left index and middle finger became raw. It was only day 2, but everything burned to the touch from so much fretwork. I was in love with the feeling of discomfort, because I knew this meant that one of the best things in the world was happening. I was learning. It was painful, but I was earning much more knowledge than just that of an instrument. This was something more sacred. Something for just me, even if it sounded like crap. It was my crap, and it would only get better. I kept it up for hours a day in between calls and work, looking forward to my quality time with strings that slowly started to feel familiar. I'd smirk with my fingers starting to naturally move towards notes without having to concentrate on every position anymore. Amazed at the human mind and body, we're capable of so much if we dedicate time and care. This bass learning adventure was not because it would open up a job opportunity or to impress anyone. There's nothing useful in my life that applies to learning this instrument, and yet, I can't imagine not having it as something to look forward to. It's been a few weeks, and my fingers finally started peeling. My theory is that the work we do typically shows signs of results on a two-week delay, and this is hitting the milestone like clockwork. I noticed the roughness on my fingertips this morning and smiled, proud of what some might consider unsettling. Creepy peeling skin on my fingers. It reminded me that it takes breakage to force the body to repair and grow new, thicker, more resilient skin. We're sore when we work out because our muscles and tissues around it get damaged during exercise. It's only in the healing that muscles build, becoming stronger. There is no shortcut on the path to growth that will bypass discomfort. Whether it's a broken heart, sore muscles, or tender fingertips, pain is usually right before the progress. Today is day 16 of my journaling challenge, and it's painful, which is how I know I'm still on the right track. And that is it for the day. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate the show 5 stars if you haven't already. Follow me on Instagram @Joe_Franco and @NotYourAverageJoePod. Let me know what you want to listen to next. I'm working on a very exciting podcast project completely about financial literacy. It won't be on this podcast, it'll be on a new one. So if you have any money questions, please DM me on any account. I will be looking at that to shape the episodes. Please send me a DM so I know what to make for you so we can all be a little less average when it comes to our finances. If you'd like the free 7-day life reboot prompt pack, I'm linking it in the show notes. Completely free of charge, 7 days of 7 prompts for those moments in your life where you need to hit the Control-Alt-Delete button. We all got them. Shoot, I'm in one now. The prompt pack that we've designed is free. It comes with a playlist and I would highly recommend it. If you need to regroup, we got you, boo. And the Joe Club membership doors to live journal with us 8 times a month is opening up very soon. But if you want to be the first to know when the membership is officially reopened, sign up for the waitlist. That information will all live in the show notes. Happily ever after. I'll see you tomorrow. But in the meantime, don't forget to have an above average day because you deserve it.
Hey, yo, come listen to my girl, man. What you doing? Shit.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.